The Mormon Pavilion at Expo 70, Elder Bernard P. Brockbank, Bernard P. Brockbank, Conference Report, October 1970, pages 142-145. My dear brethren and sisters, as I have reflected on many of the profound messages given at this conference, a passage of scripture kept reflecting in my mind. The Lord said to the prophet Joseph Smith, "The hour is not yet, but is nigh at hand, when peace shall be taken from the earth, and the devil shall have power over his own dominion, and also the Lord shall have power over his saints, and shall reign in their midst, and shall come down in judgment upon the world." We may be in that time. It's a great day to be a saint, with the Lord at the head. There seems to be room on this earth for both saints and for those who choose another course. When the Savior closed his ministry on this earth, he left a message in closing that it would be unto the ends of the earth. "Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature." We have just returned from Japan, a marvelous experience there, helping supervise and direct the work of the Mormon Pavilion at the World's Fair. We have a great body of Japanese people here at this conference. They are an interesting people. They are a great people. Many of them are going to have patriarchal blessings while they are here. Those who have had patriarchal blessings that I have spoken with come from the tribe of Joseph, a fruitful bough. Expo 70. Expo 70 was the first World's Fair to be staged in Asia and has been acclaimed by many to be the most successful World's Fair ever to be held. 77 countries and 42 domestic organizations sponsored pavilions at the fair. There were only two religious pavilions represented: the Christian Ecumenical Pavilion, sponsored by the Catholic and Protestant Churches of Japan, and the Mormon Pavilion, representing the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The Mormon Pavilion was very popular and crowded each day from the time the fair was opened until it closed. During the 6 months that the fair was running, almost 65 million people attended the fair, and over 10% of that 65 million visited the Mormon Pavilion. Our attendance was 6,658,532, almost a miracle for the small pavilion we had to even come close to accommodating them. Many of this number were not able to see all of the exhibits because of the crowds or to hear the dialogue and testimonies of the missionaries. But out of those who were able to follow the missionaries and receive the fall presentation, 780,000 signed the guest register referral books, and many of them asked to know more about the doctrines and teachings of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Objective of Mormon Pavilion. The main objectives of our exhibit were to make friends with these people, teach them about a living God and a living Jesus Christ, and to explain with visual aids the Lord's plan and purpose of life. Our most impressive exhibit was the spirit of the dedicated, loving, inspired missionaries. The missionaries radiated a great love for the Oriental people, and the Oriental people had great respect for the missionaries. One Japanese gentleman said to me, "I can hardly believe that such fine, clean young people would leave their homes, pay their own way, and learn a new language. They must truly love us." All the missionaries serving in the four missions in Japan will have many additional opportunities to reach and teach the people as a result of the fair. Convert baptisms have doubled in Japan in the past few months and are still increasing. The Japanese members of the church are very dedicated, sincere, loving people. The country of Japan. The country of Japan covers an area about the size of the state of California and has a population of over 101 million people and room for many more. It is a land filled with religion. There are 106,000 Buddhist temples and over 100,000 Shinto shrines. Less than 1% of the Japanese people are members of a Christian church. There are about 350,000 who belong to the Catholic Church, and 400,000 belong to the various Protestant churches, and approximately 12,000 are members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The Japanese people are seeking and looking for better ways and seem to be looking for a living God and for a greater purpose in both life and death, and many seem to be receptive and interested in the doctrines and teachings of Jesus Christ. Letter of Dr. Wheelwright. I would like to read from a letter we received from Dr. Lauren F. Wheelwright, Dean of the College of Fine Arts and Communications at Brigham Young University. He sent this letter after his visit to Expo 70 and the Mormon Pavilion. "May I share with you the feelings that swept over me as I contemplate my visit with you and as I witnessed the manner in which our missionaries used Expo 70 to bring the gospel to the Japanese people. Never have I seen such crowds of people, curious and eager to witness the progress of mankind. Each day I was there, more than 700,000 thronged the fairgrounds. They fascinated me more than the spectacular electronic, space, and motion picture extravaganzas that awaited them. These patient people would queue up for 2 to 3 hours at each of the major pavilions. I was impressed by their orderliness and quiet determination to see what obviously they had saved their yen to see. Our pavilion stood as a landmark of spirituality in a sea of materialism. It is true that many pavilions showed the historical and present concern of nations and industries for man in his strivings for a better life, but ours had the unique contribution of inviting all men and women to the peace that passeth all understanding. With the terrific crowds surging upon you, I marveled at the calmness of our missionaries, the almost stark simplicity of our exhibit, the opportunity to sit down and see a film without distraction, which told an understandable language and appealing picture that the quest for happiness must be a spiritual quest if ever man is to find it. Your kind invitation for me to meet two groups of missionaries gave me insight regarding the real reason our pavilion was different from all others. These young men and women were obviously serving beyond the call of duty. They radiated the fire of St. Paul and the persistence of Moses. Their friendly smiles and patient explanations must have been a joy to the Japanese who personify these characteristics so beautifully. They treated people with courtesy and let the spirit of their callings reach out to touch the spirits of those who came to look and inquire. When I learned that after each long day they put on their work clothes and cleaned the building, I knew that they personified the bended knee of reverence and work, both of which the Savior said were essential to man's salvation. After talking with you, I realized anew that our message to the world is not expressed in the slickness of our exhibit. Our appeal is in the sincerity and truthfulness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is this power that brings men of all faiths to ask, "Tee, who is right?" But what is right? It is this testimony which invites the devout Protestant, Catholic, Buddhist, or atheist to ponder his ultimate values and open his heart to the greater truth that we bear to the world. Although our exhibit showed pictures of Mormonism at work in the lives of our members, I am convinced that it was the heart of the message that touched people and the honesty of the messengers who opened their eyes and hearts to see and feel. I was thrilled that you called these missionaries together at the beginning and closing of each shift to share in the spirit of devotion. Their prayers and testimonies touched me deeply. Comments by visitors. I would like to read a few of the many thousands of comments that were written by visitors to the Mormon Pavilion. One employee at the fair said, "This pavilion is our oasis at Expo 70. The theme of Expo is progress and harmony for mankind, and that is man's search for happiness. I pay my respects to your pavilion for giving us the living God." Another, "I think this pavilion gives me a good opportunity to change my life. Thanks for the missionaries. The movie helped me to know about my life and that death is not the end. The film made birth, living and death part of man's search for happiness. I am not a Christian, but now I want to know about Christianity. The Mormon Pavilion is my best memory of Expo. I want to know more. This pavilion moved me to think about God. I felt His spirit here. The moving picture made me reconsider my life and my happiness. I found love and truth in this pavilion. I think your religion is true. I want to know about Joseph Smith and the Book of Mormon. This is the second time I have visited the Mormon Pavilion. I want to know more about Jesus Christ and true happiness. I do not have a religion. I have found something here to help direct my life. I want to come again. My religion has not taught me about a living God. I am looking for God and happiness. I have thought that God existed far from us, but today I felt God near me. Thanks for this pavilion. I am glad to learn that man is a child of God. I pray for the success of this pavilion. I had no interest in religion when I came to the fair, but I was moved by the spirit of the missionaries. I felt comfortable without any resistance. I want to know more about your religion. I have always believed that there was a God, and today I felt deeply His power." We had literally thousands and thousands of comments comparable to these. Statement of convert: a young lady, Miss Ryumi Yamamoto, who served as secretary at the pavilion and was not a member when she started but later joined the church, made this statement as we were leaving the station. "I received the greatest blessing of all the people who came to Expo. I received a testimony of Jesus Christ and of His gospel. I know that Joseph Smith is a prophet of God and that the Book of Mormon is from God." A young man who worked at the Russian pavilion came as we were closing and said, "I feel bad that this building is closing. I have felt more happiness and more religion and more love here than at any other place I have been in my life. Answers for World. Brothers and sisters, I must close. You who have a testimony of the Lord's work, you who are saints, you have the answers the world is looking for. The world would like to know about a living God. The world would like to know that the scriptures of God are true. You have these answers. Probably the greatest message that has come to this earth since the resurrection and the ascension of Jesus Christ is the Joseph Smith testimony. This was distributed extensively at Expo as the Japanese people come into the church. They make great saints when they are converted. I bear witness that Jesus Christ is the God of all mankind, the God of the yellow race, the red, the black, and the white races, I bear witness that Joseph Fielding Smith is the prophet of all mankind on this earth, to all races, kindreds, tongues, and people, and that the only way mankind can receive celestial glory is by following the prophet of God and by accepting the program of Jesus Christ. I so bear witness in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.